Thanks, everyone. Please be seated again. Christmas really is about God's passion for you. I don't know if you've ever thought about it like that. Christmas is about God's passion for you. A lot of people say that the reason for the season is Jesus, and that's quite right, but it's still not the whole story. But John's Gospel tells us the whole story when in chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." If ever you go into a competition where they ask you to explain Christmas in 25 words or less, this is the verse to use. 24 words. 12 about God, 12 about us, and Jesus in the middle, because he is the way God and us can get reconnected. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." And what the first 12 words of this verse tell us is that Christmas is about God's passion for you. People rightly want to say that Christmas is about Jesus, but it doesn't tell us enough, does it? But John 3:16 does. It tells us that God gave us Jesus because God so loved the world. And don't be put off by the talk of the world here, as though that, you know, depersonalizes it or somehow makes it mean not you. Because you're part of the world, aren't you? True, we might wonder where some people are coming from, but God knows. And the Bible tells us that he created us all, that he formed us in our mother's womb. God knows that we are in the world, all right. So when God says that he so loved the world, he means you and you and you and you and you. Or as my friend Jane likes to say, God loves all of yous. But don't let the inclusive nature of God's love confuse this issue. Because if God loves all of yous, then it's true that God loves you. Get behind all the tinsel of the Christmas tree, behind all the cards and the wrapping paper, behind the nativity scenes, and Christmas is all about God's passion for you. And I say passion because it's not just love in the normal sense of the word. It's one thing to give a gift. That shows love, doesn't it? A couple of Christmases ago, I gave my wife a Bunnings voucher. Now that's love, isn't it? Not just that I gave it, but even greater love that she accepted it. But to give the most valuable thing, I can see some men looking at me thinking, what's so funny about that, Matt? But to give the most valuable thing you've got, that's coming from a special kind of love, isn't it? That's passion. God didn't have too many sons or daughters for that matter. In fact, when it comes to children, he had just one. Do you think there was anything more precious to God than his one and only Son? And John 3:16 tells us that God gave his single most precious thing out of love for you. There can be no doubt about it. Christmas is about God's passion for you. That sometimes doesn't mean very much to people. Particularly, I think, for people whose lives are pretty comfortable. For them, it's good to know that God feels strongly about them, but it doesn't sort of matter too much because life's pretty good anyway. Remember some time ago, I'd been for an early morning swim with some people, started at Northcote and went down to the Groin and came back, and then we stopped and had a few coffees at Barquetta. One of the guys I was with was wearing a t-shirt with a picture on the front of a guy kicking back in a hammock between two coconut trees next to the beach. And beneath that, it simply said, "Life's good." And as we sat there, fresh from our swim, sipping coffee, basking in the morning sun, I could only agree, life here is very good. But as good as it is, it won't last forever, and it's not perfect anyway. Which is why God's passion for us is so important to us. Because his passion gives rise to a promise. And that promise is contained in the second 12 words of John 3:16, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. There's the promise. For anyone who believes in Jesus, life will indeed go on forever. And regardless of how good this life could be or even is, eternal life will be even better. Because eternal life is not just quantity of life, it's quality of life too. Life lived the way it was meant to be. With God in a place where you really can say it's all good. Now, I realise that that might be hard to get your head around, might even be hard to believe. But if we're honest, what about Jesus isn't? But the fact of a virgin birth, for example, the fact that it's hard to believe doesn't mean that it's not true. Unless, of course, you think God can't do anything more than we can do. God's passion for us in Jesus yields a promise that involves unlimited quantity and quality of life. The promise is that anyone who believes in Jesus can have that life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Here's where a lot of people come unstuck, because they don't quite understand what it means to believe. But what God means by that, I think, is illustrated very well by a story from the life of a guy called Charles Blondin. You might have heard this story, depending on how old you are. Back on the 15th of September in 1860, he performed one of the most amazing stunts the world's ever seen. In front of a large crowd of people, he walked a tightrope 370 metres long that was stretched 53 metres above Niagara Falls. One slip and he would have plunged to his death. On the first walk across, he used a balancing rod. And then he went back with a wheelbarrow. But he hadn't finished there, because on the other side, his assistant climbed into the wheelbarrow to make the return journey. The crowd clapped with relief and amazement when he reached the other end and started shouting, "Do it again, do it again." And Blondin said to them, "Do you believe I can do it again?" They said, "Yes, of course." He said, "Well, in that case, which one of you is going to get into the wheelbarrow and I'll take you across?" They all refused. You see, I guess they kind of believed, but not really. Because ultimately, belief is trust. And they didn't trust him. At Christmas time, God gets Jesus to wheel his barrow to you and asks you to believe that he can wheel you across from this life to the next. But he's not after you to say yes. What he wants is for you to get in. If you want to get in but aren't sure how to, come and speak to me and I can help you. Or if it sounds good, but you still don't feel like you know enough, then still come and talk to me, and maybe we can, you could join one of our introductory Bible studies early in the new year to think about it some more. But whatever, do something. because it's something you need to do, because this is what Christmas is really about. A promise that is grounded in God's passion for you.